Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you joined us today on this week's podcast. Well, tomorrow is the final Sunday before Christmas, so we'll take a break in our preaching through the book of Acts and focus on the birth of Christ. When I think about the incarnation of Christ, my thoughts run not only to his entrance into time and space here on earth, but I also remember that he left behind, I remember what he left behind to come here. Twice in the New Testament, he is referred to as the Lord of glory. And Jesus himself in John 17:5 refers to the glory that he had with the Father before the world was ever created. And theologians and Bible scholars sometimes refer to his departure from heaven and his entrance into this world as his condescension, and sometimes as his humiliation. Philippians 2, of course, comes to our minds when we think about how Jesus humbled himself in coming to the earth. It speaks of Jesus there as the one who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. It must have been quite a scene as the Son of God left heaven, where he had been the focus of the angels' worship, and started his redemptive journey that would lead to the cross. We know the words of that old song, don't we? He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. Before there was an entrance into this world, there was an exit from the glory that he had experienced for all eternity with God the Father. That verse in 2 Corinthians 8 comes to mind. Verse 9 there says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich." So that will be our theme in the message tomorrow, the incarnation of our Lord and Savior. Our text will be 1 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. And I'm calling the message this, "Now in flesh appearing." Now in flesh appearing. And those words you recognize are taken from the great Christmas carol that we sing each year, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." We also have something very special going on tomorrow at Grace Baptist Church. We're going to have our Christmas fellowship meal. And so we're going to, after the service is over, we'll go to the fellowship hall and we'll have that time of special fellowship together. And everyone is invited. We want to invite you to come for church and to stay for that meal and that time of fellowship afterwards. So I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we preach God's Word, this message about the incarnation of Christ. And I hope you'll stay and be a part of our time of fellowship together. If you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, you can find all the information you need about our times of service and where we're located at our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Well, thank you for listening today, and we will be back next Saturday. We'll have a special guest on the podcast next week, and so I hope you'll tune in next Saturday. But I hope to see you tomorrow in church. And until then, let's pray for our time together tomorrow that it'll be all that God wants it to be. Let's invite others. Maybe you can send the link to this podcast to someone you know and send a little note along with it, just inviting them to join you in church tomorrow. And then tomorrow when we're gathered together and it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.
Try to preach the word.